Welcome back to the 2024 season of A Super Fantasy Football Show. I'm John.
And I'm Randy.
Randy, is this going to be New Year, New Us?
New Year, New Us. We got to get out of the basement, Johnny.
I tell you, one new thing we have is our fancy new email address, superfantasyfootballshow@gmail.com. Pretty excited about that.
I'm excited. I want to see what the fans say. I want the feedback.
Well, I tell you what, we got some mail already, so I'm excited to get into it. But that's enough chit-chat. We're going to get to our first guest of the season. You know him. You love him. You'd hate to be him. It's Commissioner Fancy Dave Glancy. Dave, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing great. How are you all?
Doing great. Doing great. Randy, you're on vacation right now, huh?
I'm in Scottsdale. Made some time to call in. I couldn't miss the first episode.
Well, we appreciate you making the effort, and Dave, too, the commissioner, calling in. He's a busy man, but he made time just for the podcast. We appreciate it.
Dave, I'm intrigued. Where are you off to?
Well, inspired by Tom Haley, I do personal training on Monday and Wednesday nights.
Ah, okay. So you're not driving to West Virginia for a date on a Wednesday night?
No, I'm not that inspired by Tom Haley.
That's fair. I
figured I'd make fun of him long enough. He's been doing his training. I got to be prepared for when he finally takes a swing. You know?
I am starting to get worried about my physical health. I feel like I really need to do some kind of exercise, because right now I don't exercise at all, and I'd like to be able to walk when I'm 60, you know.
I'm in the same boat. I'm down to 265, but it's been strictly diet. I have not gone to the gym once.
Well, you know, that's okay. That's a start. I was going to ask about the diabetes, but we'll
leave that off. The diabetes is going good. My numbers are coming down.
Okay, cool.
They're not to where they should be, he said, but he said they're significantly down, and I'm on the right track.
Okay, all right. When's your big test?
So I had one 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And my next one is until January.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
So we got some time. We got to get through the holiday season and not have too many cookies and sweets, and I think we'll be fine.
All right. There we go. Let's make it happen. I love it.
I think we could Photoshop the diabetes guy into an American flag polo for a new logo for you.
Oh, I like that. Wilford Brimley.
Yeah,
you're a new hero. All right, well, let's get into this, since I know the commissioner's has an appointment later. So let's start off with league changes. Dave, any big league changes this year? I know we're losing a tight end and gaining a flex. Is that it?
I think that was the only one I've made so far. I've replaced the tight end with flex, so you can still have a tight end in your roster, but just play them in a flex spot, like a receiver or running back.
Mm-hmm.
And then last year we got rid of the defense, but when the timing of when we removed it and when I updated the league, it still just had that blank spot all year. So that should be gone, and that's it. That's all I have for now before the draft.
Are we going to be doing any votes before the draft this year?
I'm open to taking any votes and incorporating them before the draft. Yeah, if anyone has any suggestions.
Okay.
I'm all ears.
All right, there you
including,
go.
Including, the Randy rule. I was up seeing that spreadsheet. I don't think Randy's going to have a first-round pick the entire decade of the 2020s.
Correct. Correct. I was just looking at that before we got on.
Do you think he'll have a first-round pick before he's 40? He's halfway.
No.
Yeah,
I don't. He's already 36 by the time he would have a first round pick or older.
Yeah, and he's going to get antsy. He's going to trade those picks as soon as he fucking
can.
My
first round picks up to 2020, or sorry, up to 2028 are all gone.
Jesus fucking
he
Christ.
He just has to find the number 18th ranked running back in early October and go all in on it this year.
Yeah, that's the only way I could do it.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Dave, because I do want to talk about that a little bit later. But before we do, I just want to also cover any new names in the league. So the only one that I know of is Cincinnati Soup Cans are are getting out of Cincinnati, and they're going to be the Hawk Tuas now.
Interesting.
And that's the only one that I know of. I don't think anyone has changed their name yet.
Like the Hawk Tua girl, could that name change be a flash in the pan? Do we see this lasting more than one season?
You know, that's a good question. What kind of message does it send to the team, to the city of Hawk? You know, I'm not sure. I'm really not sure.
Hey, we should vote on that. We should have a rule that you can only name change once every 5 years. So you got to stick with it.
I don't know. I kind of like that people mix it up. Because I've mixed it up a decent bit in the past. I've stuck with Iron City Elephants for a while now. But this is probably like the longest that I've ever kept a name.
I like when it mixes up because you did that like 5 year review or whatever it was, and you were looking at all the old team names
yeah.
a long time ago. And it's fun to hear all the old ones over time.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. I think we're going to have a hard time giving up Iron City Elephants and then at any point. Just because, you know, my first championship with them, but we'll see.
It's a household name. Once you win a title with it, it's a name brand.
I tell you what, it makes the podcast a lot easier when people don't change their fucking names. That was tough last year. I had to learn.
You don't see Nike going around, John, changing their name.
Oh God! All right. Well, let's start talking about the draft a little bit here. Have you guys done any prep this year? What do you usually do? What have you done this year, Dave?
I kind of just download the CSV file for the rankings and see who's good. I'm like, oh, yeah, that guy's supposed to be pretty good this year. And then what throws me off is I listen to a lot of talk sport radio, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, it's just Herbert's going to have a breakout year.
Mm.
But that never really translates to fantasy. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I think this person's going to be really good. But they're not going to have, like, crazy good numbers. So I don't really have good preparation.
Randy, what do you do?
As evidenced by my first round pick.
So I usually never have a pick in the first two or three rounds. This year, my first pick is in the second round. Oh, yeah. I just usually take best available player.
You just go best available.
I usually don't do very much prep.
Okay. All right. I've started doing more. I think I've mentioned this before. I have a podcast that I try to listen to, but I tell you what, after a while, like, the names all jumble together, and ultimately, the day of, I kind of just go, just fly by the seat of my pants, really. It's an insane day. Randy, I'm glad you brought
up.
Does
that help?
It does during the season for, like, waiver wire picks. Because then...
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, it's pretty helpful for that. Yeah, I don't know. I mostly listen to it because I think the guys are really funny. So that's really why I listen. But I feel like I pick up some fancy stuff too. So it's okay. But Randy, I'm glad you brought up your draft because I wanted to have a little quiz. So do you know why you don't have? Let's start easy. Do you know why you don't have a third round pick this year?
Do you know? My third round pick.
Mm-hmm.
Went to
what'd you get in return for your third round pick? That's all I'm asking.
Oh, did I get Josh Jacobs?
You got Josh Jacobs last year for a third round pick this year. So,
and a first in 2025.
You had a first in 2025 for Josh Jacobs too.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
On a loan deal.
On a loan deal. Okay, that's good.
He wasn't even good enough to be capped either.
That's fucking incredible.
Like, I just let him go.
Yeah.
And I finished last.
I love that. So, and do you know why what you traded for your first round pick this year? This one?
That went to... I have no idea.
It was from the 2022 season.
Jeez.
And you got Calvin Cook on a season loaner. Is that right?
Oh, Dalvin Cook.
Dalvin Cook. Yeah. It auto-corrected. I was like, yeah, Dalvin Cook on a season loaner. And you gave up some other pick, too. I don't remember. You might have given up two other picks.
I gave up a second round in 2023. But I'm trying to think. What place did I come in 20 when I did that in 2022?
That's the year you won the championship, I think. So that one actually paid off.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
It's got to be my first ring.
Yeah.
Still one more ring than Tom has.
There you go. That's the attitude.
Doesn't matter how you get it.
Oh, man. All right. Well, Dave, you're the first overall pick this year. Have you entertained any offers for that pick? Has anyone reached out to you that you're willing to share?
Not recently. Not in a while.
Really?
I am open to offers for what it's worth.
Interesting. Okay.
I like my keepers. I'm curious to see what would be out there beyond what's on the draft board, but nothing concrete.
Mm-hmm.
In a while.
Well, I'll go ahead, Randy.
Mr. Commissioner, I do have a question for you. What's the league's stance on cash considerations for draft picks?
I mean, if I don't find out.
No. I'm saying I'm openly discussing it with you now. What would it cost me to get the number one overall pick? No players, no draft picks. Straight up, your pick for a cash payment. What's the certain number that comes out comes to mind?
I'm honestly thinking about this. I'm saying like four digits. Like, if you gave me $1,000, I'd be like, okay, yeah, you can have it.
Oh, yeah, I would do it for $1,000 and just, like, say we reached a deal for something else.
Yeah.
Something to think about. Something to think about.
Oh, my God. All right. Well,
the league pot's only, like, $400, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you'd be getting a first-round pick.
There's a lot of pride in it, though. I care about bragging rights a lot more than the $400.
David, I'll give you $1,000, but I want 30% of it to go back into the league pot.
Interesting. That's interesting.
Imagine if you did that, and then you still lost, like you were still players to be.
I mean, his team is still not going to be good.
You still kept the third best tight end.
I forgot that we got rid of the tight end position. That was a mistake on my part.
Oh, man. I'm really interested to see how people handle the no tight end, because at a certain point, like Travis Kelce is probably always going to be a starter. Sam LaPorta could be a starter. So I'm curious to see how many tight ends are actually rostered this year.
There's still going to be a need depth wise for a tight end, because after a while you're down to like third and fourth string. There's only so many like dominant and productive receivers.
Right. And running backs. I agree. It'll be very interesting.
But I still think you have tight ends, but they're going to be much later draft. Or sorry, they're going to be drafted much later than years past.
Yeah. Sure as hell wouldn't have kept Mark fucking Andrews, but who am I? You know, who knows? Dave, any insight on if you do have the number one overall pick? Any idea what you're thinking that you're willing to share?
It's hard to say. I was looking at the offer the other day. Still hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I hit a button by mistake. Looking at the options the other day, no one really stuck out as like a guy that I thought, oh, I really need to have that player. Or there aren't a lot of, you know, there aren't any first-round running backs anymore where you're like, oh, you could get Saquon, he could be a pretty good running back this year, but keeper in the future, somebody like that. So it's hard to say. The running back game's pretty underwhelming looking at the board. Then there are just so many receivers that are out there.
Yeah.
And I kept two already. So you kind of feel weird if you are taking the second round and you have, like, three really good receivers and no back. So I don't know. I'm thinking it over.
Well, I'll give you a little inside info.
Oh, what's the inside info?
A certain owner has reached out to me asking for the second overall pick because they're interested in a particular player, but it's dependent on who you pick first overall. So maybe they should just reach out to you directly.
Well, they don't want to show their hand. This is a league where if someone was like, I really only want Garrett Wilson, I would be like, I didn't want him, but fuck Brian, I want him now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, no, I totally agree.
Well, I gotta imagine it's Brian that messaging you.
Yeah, it was Brian. He offered me
that's the only person I talk to.
he likes to make deals. I don't know. I'm always afraid to make a deal with Brian because I'm like, I know you're going to come out ahead on this. Like, this is not going to work out for me. But he offered.
He's like trading with like the Celtics or the Lakers in like the 80s.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Well, he offered me Christian McCaffrey for Gibbs. This is before he kind of had his little injury scare this week. For the second overall pick and my first rounder next year. So it's kind of a big haul. I don't think I'm going to go for it, especially now that Christian McCaffrey's hurt. But, you know, we'll see come draft day, you know, if that player that he wants is still on the table, maybe we'll have to wheel and deal a little bit. I'm really trying to get the sun god off of him. I'm never going to get him, but I fucking want him back on my team.
Maybe there could be a trade there.
We'll see. We'll see what happens.
He's trying to get rid of Christian McCaffrey. Like, that's the one person I've talked to him about. Really the only person I've texted him about.
Yeah. I'm interested. I'm bummed that he isn't going to be at golf, because it would be... I wish we could all, like, wheel and deal on the golf course. Like, discuss trades and stuff.
That'd be great.
That should be a rule. Everyone has to make one deal on the course, and we'll call in Brian.
I was going to ask David, are there any fun little activities while we're out there playing, like an outing, like closest to the pin, you get a compensatory 7th round pick? On the stride, you get a compensatory 5th round pick, like anything?
I mean, we could look into it.
That's interesting.
So I'm just saying, we could add some intrigue.
I'm not familiar with the course at all, so I can't be like, oh yeah, hole 2 for sure.
So Hickory Heights. When we get there. Great carts.
I mean, I've never.
I like it. It's a nice course. who are we all partnered up with? I don't mean to get us derailed here, but yeah, who's golfing with you?
Okay, that just threw me off because when I made the tee time, it made you add your name.
Okay.
I just did the first names that came to my head because we're doing pretty. I intentionally tried to do it so that I didn't put Eric or Randy and Tom together. Like you card.
Yeah,
you gotta separate the two of them.
Yeah, you do. That was a good call.
Part of me was like, maybe we could put them in the same card together. Fuck them both over. But I do think I intentionally avoided that. And I'm in the first group because I put my name in first. And then I tried to do the second one, and it wasn't letting me. So I have to check when I get to a red light.
No need to crash over this.
I'm very excited. This is gonna be a fun draft day.
I appreciate you not putting me and Tom in the same group. It's gonna be a long day for both of us, and I think he would appreciate not getting heckled all day.
And nine holes is such a good idea. I would be too wiped after 18. That would fucking kill me.
Nine holes is ideal.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, well, I think the timing-wise, too, like, Diniano couldn't play in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and then that kind of threw out doing 18, and then it was, like, $75 a person or something. I was like, I haven't golfed really since the last outing, so let's just do 9 later, and then just, like, go straight to the draft.
Yeah, great call, I love it. Dave, how are you feeling about your keepers this year? Any concerns there? You got Bijan Robinson, Puka Nacua, and AJ Brown.
I am actually very high on my keepers this year.
Yeah, I would be too.
First time ever. I think these might be my best excited keepers I've ever had. AJ Brown, I have just like a man crush on. Mm-hmm. I would take him if I could have any receiver in the NFL. He's big, he's strong. He puts up crazy numbers.
Mm-hmm.
He's got it all. I think he plays in a good offense. He's been pretty productive since he's been in Philly. He's, like, consistently been a top 5-ish receiver the last couple of years. And he's still pretty young. and he's under contract. They have to worry about him trying to do like a Brandon Ayuk thing for the next year or two.
Right.
Bijan, I'm pretty excited about because he's a receiving back, and I feel like you need that now. He's young, and then I don't know. I feel like the Falcons should be exciting with Kirk Cousins and everything else. Like, and not
yeah, they definitely upgraded the quarterback.
Yeah. So I'm feeling like this should be a good breakout year for him.
Mm-hmm.
Tuka Nacua, I'm a little more concerned about because his last year was so crazy. Like, I'm not expecting him to replicate it. But then I'm also unsure, you know, is he going to be that good? Is he going to have, like, a big fall off? You know, I don't know. But at the same time, if he's still a pretty good pro ball, if Stafford's healthy receiver, he's young, he should be a pretty good player, so... I'm optimistic about him.
Yeah, I was going to say, I like your keepers a lot. I think everyone, for the most part, has one keeper, at least, where I'm like, that's, you know, it's not the best keeper. You know, you keep who you can, but not the best person. But I think yours are all pretty solid. Randy, what do you think?
I think
I like David's keepers.
I like Eric's keepers.
Well, do we want to write down the list real quick of everyone's keepers?
Yeah, let's do it. Do you have it handy?
I have it up right here. So, starting with Brian, he has Christian McCaffrey, the sun god, Amon-Ra St. Brown, and Justin Jefferson.
Pretty solid. I worry about injuries with Christian McCaffrey, but, I mean, the receivers are both pretty solid.
Yeah. Justin Jefferson, I don't know how good J.J. McCarthy's going to be, but, I mean, I feel like he's good enough by himself.
I forgot about that.
That's true. I forgot about the Kirk Cousins downgrade. But yeah, that'll be interesting.
All right, so they have – oh, so –
no, go ahead.
No, never mind. It doesn't matter. the technical fouls have kept Saquon Barkley, Travis Etienne, and Stephon Diggs.
Okay.
All three, again.
I don't love Diggs in that.
Yeah, that's the one that I kind of.
But, I mean, he's going to CJ Stroud.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I just am worried about him getting old. But if he's, you know,
getting just old athletic. And I'm trying to think. Who's the other? Who's the real good receiver for the Texans?
Nico fucking Collins.
Mm-hmm.
The dog. That's
just
why
worry about Diggs taking a playing second fiddle, Nico Collins.
That would be amazing for me. I would love if that happened. all right, who else we got, Randy?
Commissioner Glancy, we already went over. Hawk Tua kept Isaiah Pacheco, Amari Cooper, and Deebo Samuel.
Don't love him.
Hawk Tua probably has the most... Aside from me, the most underwhelming, I think, keepers.
Yeah, wait, say those names again.
Yeah. Isaiah Pacheco, Amari Cooper, and Deebo Samuel.
Do you trust
Deshaun Watson to stay out of the rub and tug and get Amari Cooper the ball? I don't.
Yeah. Amari Cooper had a good year with, like, Joe Flacco last year, but I don't look at any of them and like, wow, one of them was on the board. That's who I would want first overall.
The only solid one is Deebo, but didn't Deebo have a bunch of injuries last year?
I couldn't tell you.
I think he had one or two. The weird thing is that I think the Browns are trying to trade for Brandon Ayuk too, and like they could theoretically trade. Apparently, they're rumored to include Amari Cooper in the trade, which would then give Deniano two 49er receivers for a second straight year. I feel like he avoided by not keeping Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah.
Hey,
that is so funny. Oh, man. All right, who else we got, Randy?
Moving on to Altman & Sons Incorporated. Jonathan Taylor, Breece Hall, and CeeDee Lamb.
Ooh, I like those a lot.
I like all of Eric's keepers.
Bijan too.
Oh yeah, he did.
Yeah, he didn't keep Bijan. Like I could take one of those players, and I was like, I'm happy with any of them.
Yeah, like, his so good. His team was crazy last year because before keepers, I was like looking through everyone's roster and I was looking through his to see who he would keep. He had, yeah, so he had those three guys plus Bijan and AJ Brown from David for a loaner. I mean, that's a fucking team. That's crazy. All right, who's next, Randy?
Well, I'll end with me and you. We'll move over to Denny Irvine's Gatorade, where he kept Jalen Hurts, Derrick Henry, and Ja'Marr Chase. Not going to lie, I like Derrick Henry on the Ravens. It's a perfect fit in a tough division. And that will take some pressure off Lamar and hopefully free Mark Andrews up. So I'm happy to have Derrick Henry in Baltimore, just not when the Steelers play him.
Yeah, I think that's a good spot for him. Yeah, I think those are pretty good.
Interesting, only two teams this year kept a quarterback.
Yeah, there's usually not many.
Denny Irvine's Gatorade kept Jalen Hurts, and I kept Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to keep quarterbacks, I think those are the ones you're going to keep. I still don't love it, but I don't think Tom had many better options, honestly.
Commish, any thoughts on Denny Irvine's Gatorade? Did we lose the commish?
I don't hear him.
Mr. Commissioner.
I know he hit that button.
What is he at a toll booth? What's he doing? How far is this gym from his house, by the way?
That's dedication. I wouldn't go to a gym.
Is he going to LA Fitness all the way back in Monroeville? Like, what are you doing? Two tunnels to go to the gym, Dave?
Oh.
Is he back? David. Well, while we wait for David. Is he honking?
He said he'd leave around this time, so maybe he just got disconnected.
I think David was distracted, tried to pull into a spot, cut some lady off. Well, hopefully the commission comes back on.
We'll see. Let's just keep going because he might just have to jump off.
So, John, moving on to your team, the Iron City Olyphants, you kept Jahmyr Gibbs, Tyreek Hill, and the man we just talked about, Nico Collins.
Yeah, obviously Nico Collins is not my favorite name there, but he did have a really good year last year. I am optimistic about him. With Diggs being there, I worry. That does make me worry. But
did you have any other options?
I don't really remember, but not really. Because I gave away. I didn't have a great team last year. And I kind of sold a lot of things early. If I had Patrick Mahomes, I would have probably kept him.
Well, yeah, you might not have had Patrick Mahomes, but you gained, what is it, three first-round picks for me for Patrick?
Yeah, I'm bummed we lost the commish before we could talk about that, because I know he's going to, if he does get back on, he probably won't be able to stay on very long. But anyway, we'll get into that in a little bit. Are there any other?
Lastly, my team, the Real American.
Jesus, yeah.
We kept Patrick Mahomes, Joe Mixon, and the man, the myth, the legend, Mark Andrews.
God, and isn't Joe Mixon like hurt right now too?
I believe so. And but when we had to submit these on the 4th of July, John, it wasn't an issue.
And you didn't have. Oh, I actually realized when I was making the outline for this show, the draft is also much earlier this year than it was last year. Because last year the pre-draft show came out the 28th of August. And now we're doing it on the 11th of August.
Oh,
so,
yeah. I thought last year we purposely did it where it was like after the first couple preseason games.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we did.
Because the first preseason game is Friday, at least for the Steelers.
Damn. Oh, yeah. Interesting. Okay, well, that's gonna add some wrinkles. That could fuck some people over. All right, so are those all the... Well, what do you think about your keepers? I mean,
I'm not bad about it. Like, I'm covered at running back, covered at quarterback.
No first round pick, no third round pick.
I just got to find depth and find some diamonds in the rough.
So you'll be on like the back half of the second round. So you'll be like the like 14th pick or something.
Yeah. And the commission's back, ladies and gentlemen. The commission is back.
Okay. Right on.
I was in a parking garage. I got kicked for some reason.
Oh, welcome no back, worries.
Yes, sir.
Then I had to try four times for the participant code again. Too long. It kicked me out.
Oh man, well thanks for hopping back in. Do you need to get to your
I got a minute.
Okay, cool. Well, we were just going over Randy's keepers. You want to read those again, Randy?
Patrick Mahomes, Joe Mixon, and Mark Andrews.
And you have Mahomes?
I do.
I don't know. None of them inspire me.
And Joe Mixon is dealing with an injury right now.
Yeah, there are a lot of Texans on that team in general.
Yeah, that's why I don't love having Nico Collins. I just there's too many good and goodish Texans right now. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to be a part of that.
I heard you say you had a question and then I dropped and then you were bummed that I couldn't answer it.
Oh, I wanted to talk about the trade that Randy and I made, but I feel like we need to have a long discussion about it.
All right. Well, I guess on that note, I think I left a question in the email. If there's nothing from me, I'll hang up and listen.
All right. That sounds good. Thanks for joining, Commish.
All right. Thanks, guys.
We'll good luck, Dave.
See ya.
Thank you.
The I'm glad he made some time to talk to us.
What a guy. It's, you know.
Busy man.
And he works hard for this fucking league. He really does. And
he does. He does not get enough credit.
I would not want to do it
for the amount of work he puts in.
And the draft. I mean, the draft this year sounds so fucking fun.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I liked last year's. Remember that pizza you got?
Oh, dude, that pizza was terrible. Don't put on the menu you have dairy-free cheese and then you don't have it.
It was crust, red sauce, and buffalo sauce.
And just chopped up chicken. It was terrible.
Chicken and chopped up grilled chicken. I had a piece. I don't know if I even finished it, but I'm sure I shit everywhere the next day. It was just all hot sauce.
I had two slices and she goes, do you want a box? I'm like, nope, just throw it away.
It was
terrible.
It was like everything was like spicy or crunchy and it was just fucking brutal. And then like the chewy of the chicken, it was like, God.
Uh-huh. It was terrible.
Anyway, we'll talk about the details of the draft later because I do want to cover that. But okay, since we lost the commish a little bit earlier, I did want to bring up our trade that we made because, this is what happened last year. I offered Randy Patrick Mahomes and Alvin Kamara in return for his 2026, 2027 and 2028 first round picks. And, so the background of this offer, I'm pretty sure it was like close to the trade deadline. And I was just fucking horny as hell for draft picks. And I was selling everything I possibly could. And I sent this offer to Randy expecting him to tell me to go fuck myself. Like any reasonable person would do for that offer. That's a terrible deal. And instead, I will never forget, he texts back, what's the catch?
I did.
And I was like, the catch is that you're not going to have a first round pick until you're in your mid 30s. But whatever. So we sent the trade through. The Real Americans went absolutely nowhere. And I have a million picks now. And now the season is over. I feel like I have some post nut clarity. And I'm wondering about this trade in terms of the league. Is this kind of trade good for the league? And I don't know. I think I'm just saying I'm open to discussing some maybe other avenues for this trade or something.
Um,
What do you think as the recipient of this terrible fucking trade for you?
At the time, I don't believe I was... I wasn't... I don't... I think at the time when we made the trade, I was right there in the hunt. Not for the top, kinda. But I'm still in the hunt where if I won a couple games, I could squeak into the playoffs.
Yeah.
And I kind of took it as risk versus reward.
But the risk being... You're just fucking yourself so much further in the future. You haven't had a first-round pick that you didn't trade for since I don't know when.
Okay, I'm screaming in this hotel right now. Correct, but it has not stopped me from winning a championship in the last 5 years.
Yeah, I just...
So when you look at teams like Commissioner Galanzi and Denny Irvine's Gatorade, that they have first-round picks every year and can't seem to ever do anything.
Well, yeah. But still, I'm not sure. Okay, so I guess I can see your point of, like, why you made this trade. But what I'm thinking is that, like, is it good for the league for this type of crazy long-term trade to be made? Like, at what point are we trading?
It's definitely not good for the league.
10 years out.
Yeah, it's definitely not good for the league. If you look back, so your trade trade went out to 2028.
Yeah.
If you go back,
doesn't even start for another 2 years.
I did a similar long-term deal when Austin was running Didiano's team.
Mm-hmm. For Saquon.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4 first round picks and 1 second round pick.
Okay.
Plus 2 players for Saquon Barkley. And that trade didn't necessarily benefit Didiano. He took over the following year.
That is such a bummer that. Because he also then, like, forgot his keepers at one point.
Yeah.
And that, like, fucked him over, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but even that one was just, like, it was still a lot, but it was only within 4 years. Like, this one is going out 5 years. Like, this trade will not be concluded until August of 2028. That's just a long time. And then, yeah, I don't know.
So, but isn't there a Randy rule in place?
That was voted on, but it was not.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't. Yeah, I can't help it. The rest of the league is just letting me make foolish trades. Put a rule in place. I'll stop.
Well, okay. So like I said, I've been thinking of other possible solutions because obviously I won this trade and I need to get fucking something out of this goddamn trade. but I'm open to it not being draft picks. So I'm wondering. Well, here's one idea I had. Are you familiar with, like, auction drafts?
Yes.
Okay.
We did it 1 year. It did not end good.
Hated it. Never doing it again. Yeah, because you probably spent all your $200 in the first 3 players.
Didn't understand how it worked. I think we all kind of did it. And then I just remember someone kept going over to someone else's laptop and jacking up the bid for, like, a kicker.
I remember that. Okay, so in those years, you get your picks back, okay? And in those years, whatever player you pick, you have to pay me that amount that their predicted auction price would be.
That I'd be okay with that. That's great.
I'm not sure.
I feel like that benefits that.
Well,
what's an average ESPN auction rate?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't know. This is tough because, especially because you kept Patrick Mahomes, that's going to, I don't know. We can't just void this, I don't think. We have to come up with something.
My gut tells me that we need to leave the deal in place. The commissioner needs to step in and put an end to it and say, look, Randy, at least it could be just directed at me. You can't trade any more first round draft picks outside of after 2028.
Or maybe, well, God, I was going to say maybe we make the trade year. Maybe we make like the maximum trade year 2028 until we get to, I don't know, 2025, and then we push it back a year or something like that. So then we're within like a 3-year range. That could be interesting.
Yeah.
That could work. And then you could still trade away all your first round picks if you want, but only up to 3 more years.
Hey, I'm open to that.
All right. Well,
I agree with you. It's not good for the league,
but it happens.
The rules allow it. You can't blame me for playing the game.
No, I totally agree. And it's more that like I feel bad. Like I feel like this is like a huge advantage for me. But you know, you still have to make the good picks. But still, having 2 first round picks every year for 3 years, that's pretty fucking helpful.
Let's look at teams that traded first round picks last year.
Yeah, let's do it. Email us at superfantasyfootballshow@gmail.com if you have thoughts on this. Go ahead, Randy.
Tom Haley traded his first round pick for this season, his second round pick for this season, and a keeper option to you for Austin. Yeah.
I don't feel bad about that one because that was like a fair trade. Century. If Austin Eckler had been good, that would have been a fair trade. But he just happened to not be good anymore. So
then another solid deal. That you're the recipient of a lot of these trades. You really were.
I wheeled and dealed last year. I was an early seller.
Tyreek Hill, you traded to the technical fouls for their first round pick in their 6th round pick of 2024.
Mm-hmm.
The only other first round picks traded last year were my 2025 first round and the round 3 2024 that we already discussed to David for Josh Jacobs, and then my 2026, 2027, and 2028 first round picks to you for Patrick Mahomes and Alvin Kamara. Not wise. But what's done is done. We need to just move on.
Well, boy, did you move on. You didn't even fucking keep Alvin Kamara.
Nope. Look, I'm solely focused on getting back to glory. And it's a long road ahead of me.
Yeah. I'm solely focused as he's trading away first round picks every fucking chance he gets.
You can email us your questions to tdhaley50@gmail.com.
Email us at superfantasyfootballshow@gmail.com for your thoughts on this batshit trade that Randy made.
It was down.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with that. all right, where are we in here? Okay, yeah, we talked about the trade. All right, let's talk about the draft day a little bit. What do you think? All right, we're not going to get into like predicting drafts and shit like that because that's just, I'm not going to fucking do that. So just details of the draft. We're teeing off at Hickory Heights at 3 o'clock p.m. and 3:10 p.m. That means you are in the tee box at 2:58 p.m. and just 2:58 p.m. We'll all be there. Okay. So Randy, what time do people need to be parking in the parking lot to be in the tee box by 2:58?
I would say no later than 2:45.
I'd agree. 2:45 feels right.
You're going to get in there. You're going to want to grab some drinks. The pro shop there is phenomenal. You're going to want to take a little bit of a look around, not too long. You're not looking for a 2-iron, Tom. You want to pay for your round, grab your drinks, get right down to the cart.
And, you know, honestly, with that many people getting there all at once, I might even get there 2:35. Then you're in there, you're relaxing, you got your Gatorade, you got your drink on, you're sitting in the cart, you're driving around, picking people up. I think that's what time I'm going to get there. 2:35 is what I'm feeling.
That's a good idea.
All right. So that's golf. We played 9. We'll see who wins. And then off to the Glancy household for some incredible sounding menu.
The menu sounds great.
Incredible. Alexa wasn't sure if she was going to come, and then I was like, look at the menu, you're going to want to come, and now she's going to be there. Imported and domestic beers, various whiskeys, soft drinks, several incredible sounding dips, buffalo chicken. There's a corn dip that I hear is very good. You might have to fight Allison for it. Chicken tenders, mac and cheese, and a cookie table. I mean, and there's more than I listed too. I don't have the full list here, but
I didn't hear about this cookie table. I'm excited.
Yeah. It's going to be good shit. And then we draft, and that's the plan. Don't be late. Don't forget your shit.
Yeah.
Don't forget, if make plans for your laptop beforehand. If it's going to be hot as hell, you don't want to leave that in your car during golf. Dave said you can drop it off at his house if need be. So,
any idea, Johnny? What's in the forecast for this week?
I don't know. Do you want to pull it up for us, Rando? You got it handy?
I'm looking at Pittsburgh for Saturday. It looks like the high is – or no, we're not – Sunday we're golfing.
Sunday, yeah.
Looks like the high is 78 degrees.
Ooh, okay. That's pretty good.
Nice, cool. Not too hot, not too cold.
Yeah, that's not bad. I like that. And you'll just be getting back from your vacation the day before, right?
Yeah, I land Saturday evening.
Well, tell us a little bit about your trip so far.
I have done nothing but golf and eat.
And where are you?
I'm in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Scottsdale, Arizona. How'd you pick Scottsdale? Just for the golf and food?
The golf, the old women. the food, I just kind of figure out. But yeah, I like it out here. The weather's great. When I landed, it was 115. Today is the Today has been the coolest day that I've had, and it's 99.
Jesus fucking Christ. That's insane.
And then the 2 days I golfed, it was 108. So, luckily,
did
you
play
can't
18?
Tell us, what?
Did you play 18?
I played 18 on Monday, Tuesday, and then I'm playing 18 on Thursday and Friday.
Jesus. Do you play by yourself, or do you join foursomes?
Quintero, they didn't. I'm getting all tongue tied. At Quintero, they actually let me tee off earlier because there was a foursome that would have been in front of me, and they told me I could go in front of them, which was fine. Didn't run into anyone the entire time. And then yesterday, I teed off by myself, and they asked if they said there's a guy that's supposed to tee off in like 30 minutes if you want to wait. And I was like, I'm good. I'll just go. Nice. Like,
yeah, honestly. No, yeah, why would you fucking wait for some rando dude?
I'm like, what am I going to do? Go to the range for 30 minutes and sweat my ass off?
Yeah. Why would they even ask that? Like, no, I just want to fucking golf.
I was like, I'm good. If there's no need for me to wait, then I'm good.
Yeah.
But we'll see what happens tomorrow.
Okay. Well, good stuff. What's been some of your favorite food you've eaten out there?
The best thing I had was yesterday. I had these ahi tuna taquitos.
Ooh.
At this seafood place. I'll send you a picture of it.
That sounds delightful.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, I haven't gotten any food pics from this trip. What the fuck?
Oh, I've been taking them for you. I was just going to send them all like from the airport.
Okay, fair. All right.
But John, I know the viewers at home can't tell. I don't even know if this, you can see this is from.
Oh my God, Randy, the sunburn.
Days in the pool. Yeah, look. You can see the color difference, baby.
Oh my God. What? From the pool yesterday.
I look like a medium steak. Just pink in the middle, baby.
Did you use a fucking drop of sunscreen?
Yeah, I had SPF 30.
Are you reapplying, Randy? You gotta reapply.
Yeah, every time. I learned my lesson from... No, that was my 2 years ago trip here where I fried. Now every time I get out of the water, I reapply.
Well,
but I must not have hit my belly good. I don't know. Weirdly, though, my face doesn't feel burnt. My arms don't feel burnt. I feel fine.
All right. Well, it's just waiting for that trip home, that flight home.
I'm not going to lie, John.
Itchy.
This morning when I woke up, I kept opening the Snap Map. And I'm like, we're doing the podcast today. There's like a, not a 50% chance, but there's like a 20% chance that I look on the Snap Map and John is at Sky Harbor Airport and I get a text message. What hotel are you at? We're recording the podcast.
I have thought about doing it live in person a couple times, But I feel like that's just going to be a bigger pain in the ass for editing or for recording. But
oh,
I don't
probably.
Know. We'll think about it. Maybe we'll do a live show sometime.
I was like, maybe there's a chance I show up at the hotel and John's just sitting there waiting for me with his laptop all set up on the balcony.
No, I wish I was in Arizona. That sounds like a good time. All right, well, let's get to some emails. Are you ready for that?
Yeah, well, before we start, I do got a question. Do we have any other segments coming up?
Any other segments coming up?
Yeah, I wasn't sure what you had planned.
I think we're just going to talk emails. I think that's it.
Well, that's fine. I got one question before we get into the emails.
Okay.
Do you have any way too early predictions for this year's upcoming season?
Oof, man. I mean, just focusing on my team, I'm feeling good about my squad. I have a lot of draft picks. I think the Fonts are definitely returning to the playoffs, and honestly, I'd be disappointed with anything less than championship. So I can't speak to any other teams because I don't know their draft positions off the top of my head, but feeling pretty good about the Fonts. How about you, Randy?
So I got two.
Ooh, okay. Let's
hear one of them though, I gotta see how the draft pans out.
Okay.
I can't make that prediction yet. I gotta see how this certain individual builds this year's team.
Okay.
My only other prediction is that the Running Fools will not repeat as champions.
Ooh, okay. Well, I like that.
I don't think he has it. How many back-to-backs does Brian have? One, right?
I think he had a three-peat.
Did he have a three-peat?
I'm pretty sure he did.
Damn it, I'm the fool. I don't think Brian will repeat. I think that this year, one of the owners who's never won a championship is going to win a championship this year.
Ooh. God, I hope it's not Tom. I don't think it's going to be Tom. Tom's team is not looking too good this year.
I don't know. Look.
You told me it's going to be a rebuilding year.
You can say what you want about Denny Irvine's Gatorade. I was talking with his cousin, Chris, when we were at what's the restaurant, John? Twin Peaks. We were at Twin Peaks in Robinson. Tom went to use the bathroom. And I asked Chris, how many family members in Tom's immediate family have won a fantasy football championship? And Chris said, every Thanksgiving and Christmas, we give Tom shit because 90% of us have won one. In one form or another.
No way.
Would this be the year that Tom Haley finishes his story? Could Tom get the monkey off his back? I don't know.
We'll see. We'll see. I feel like you're trying to reverse jinx him because you know how fucking bad his team is.
Look, Tom could come out. He could make a run. He could finally get over that hump and win a championship. Or week one, he could come running out of the tunnel and tear his ACL on 9/11. What? Who knows? He might be out the whole season.
Oh, boy.
You never know with Tom.
All right. Well, there you have it. You never know with Tom. All right, are you ready for some emails now?
I can't wait.
All right, this first one is from the commish, so I'm bummed we couldn't ask this one there. So Dave writes, can we get a deep dive assessment on what Olympic events Tom would do well or do horribly in? So you think about it a little bit. I've already had a chance. I think Tom could wrestle in a much, much lower weight class and win. So like, I think if he's like the featherweight class, I think he could muscle some little douche to the ground.
I'd agree with that, except for Tom's got that bum shoulder. He's got that also bum elbow that his doctor like butchered.
But I feel like at a certain point, like if you're like that much bigger and stronger than someone, I don't know. Like, I guess it depends on like what the minimum weight is. If there's like a 110-pound weight class, I think Tom could beat him.
So I got a question for you.
Fucking choke him out.
Let's call up Nico Megalutis. Let's call up Spencer Lee. I'm pretty sure is he not competing in the Olympics? I'm pretty sure he is.
I'm not sure who Spencer Lee is.
That was the kid a couple years after we graduated that It was like a state champ. He wrestled in Iowa.
Yeah, I kind of remember. Yeah.
I feel like we could easily set something like this up.
Well, even I think Nico would even be too big because, well, I don't know. I haven't seen Nico in a while, but I feel like he's still like 140, maybe 130. I'm talking about the real little guys.
Do you think like you're saying the smaller than Nico?
Yeah, if there is such a thing. Well, yeah, I guess I should rephrase. I don't think Randy could beat Nico in a wrestling match, or Tom could beat Nico in a wrestling match. So,
he could beat me either.
So if Nico is the smallest weight class, then I'm gonna have to take back what I said.
I think would Tom score a point?
I think if he could like choke out someone smaller, then I think that'd be his best bet.
I gotta get a list of Olympic events up here.
I think he could be serviceable on a handball team. He's tall.
I'd agree with that.
He can catch and throw decently. Like, it's a team sport, you know. You could throw him in there. He'd do okay. He'd catch the ball. He'd throw the ball a little bit. I think he would fucking drown if he did synchronized swimming.
I just saw that one of the first things that popped up was artistic swimming.
I think he would drown.
He would drown in any swimming event.
Well, that got me thinking. What is the longest swim that you think you could complete? Like an Olympic event. Like, I don't know that I could maintain any stroke for more than 100 meters. And even if that, I'm not totally sure.
I think I could swim from one end to the other. Maybe not. I'd have to take a break at some point.
Yeah. Yeah, like I couldn't do a freestyle the entire way. I'd have to like lay on my back halfway through and then like go again, I think. But I don't know. I haven't been swimming in a while. Like I said, I don't exercise. But I love going to the Bloomfield pool. I don't actually really swim in there.
I think Tom, if I remember, was pretty good at table tennis. I don't think he's Olympic good. But I think Tom
could get smoked.
Table tennis.
No, he'd get smoked.
Hey, I mean.
No. Have you seen those table tennis players?
I'm not saying he'd win. I'm just saying I think he would be okay at table tennis.
I think he'd get fucking embarrassed in table tennis. But that one I feel like we could set up. We could take him to some like table tennis club around. And they won't be Olympic good.
I also
good,
think
but
rowing he would be able to do. That's more like a team event, though. It's not like one-on-one, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I don't. So how long do they row?
Couldn't tell you, John.
Because he couldn't do like an hours long event, but he could if it's like a sprint, like a 10-minute race or less. I don't know. I don't know how long fucking boat races are.
I'm trying to see what other events there are.
Email us at superfancyfootballshow@gmail.com if you think you could compete in an Olympic event.
Yeah. One more event, I think Tom might be able to. Like, it would depend on the other two people you put around him.
Okay.
But I'm trying to think who that one. Is it Jimmer?
Jimmer Fredette?
Yeah, is he playing in the 3-on-3 basketball?
Yeah, I think he is.
I think if you paired Tom with two, like, elite college or NBA, like, well, I think Tom could be competitive in 3-on-3 basketball.
Interesting. Well,
does not have to go full court.
I think the men's team
lost. So endurance, I don't think, is an issue.
One of the 3-on-3 teams got like kind of embarrassed. I can't remember if it was men's or women's. But so yeah, I'm not sure about that. But
it's all about who you pair them with.
That's true. It's all about if they were bringing like actual good players. Yeah, I think Tom.
You're telling me you have Steph Curry at one, you have LeBron at the other, and you have Tom.
Yeah,
they wouldn't figure out. All Tom just got to do is get someone else the ball.
Yeah, you just got to be a body, get a board maybe, box out a little bit. Okay, all right, you're selling me on it.
I can see Tom, you're going to at least get a bronze medal in 3-on-3 basketball one day, baby. One day.
All right, we need to hurry up. This is almost an hour long.
My apologies.
that's my fault too. All right. Let's see, more mail time. We have a few messages from Brian. Brian says, Denny Irvine was in the championship last year, and those were the best keepers he could muster. Weak. I'd agree. Pretty fucking bad.
Agreed.
He didn't have good options, though. He kind of went a little bit all in last season and kind of fucked himself over for this year. Another from Brian. Why did Randy trade multiple picks for Alvin Kamara and then proceed to not keep him? Because it's all vibes over there.
It's a good question.
One other one from Brian. He's blown our ass up. Okay, this one's a little bit longer. Would anyone be interested in doing a full mid-season draft, no keepers, only draft starters, no bench, pick your team and you're stuck with them. Someone get injured, sucks for you. Maybe make it last 3 weeks or something. Most points at the end of 3 weeks wins. The only question was, how do we make it work with buys? So that feels like another mini game. That was another thing I wanted to ask the commish was, are we doing the mini games again this year?
Oh, I hope we bring back the mini games.
I enjoyed them.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It seemed like it was a lot of work for Dave to organize. So I get if he doesn't want to do it again. But they were a good time. I did enjoy them.
I like what Brian's saying, though, like an extended mini game. I'm in.
We could do, I mean, if we save that for like the end of the season, when's the last bye week? Like week 14?
Something like that.
So we could do like week 15 through 18. It's a possibility.
The one nice thing about the mini games is when you know you're out of it, you at least have something.
Yeah. There's something else to do. I never fucking won one, but
I want a handful.
You cleaned up last year. Yeah, I love it. That was so annoying. man. Yeah, no. Definitely pro mini games around here. All right. Okay, lastly, a little quick little game of two truths and a lie. Are you ready for this?
I'm in.
All right. So, two truths and a lie, David Stevens Facebook invitation edition. Okay? So, these are two real David Stevens Facebook invitations edition, or Facebook invitations, and one fake. Okay,
understand.
Okay.
Is this sent in by David Stevens?
No, I sent this one in. And I'm sorry, Matt, but I just need to get this off my chest. Okay, I know Didier was like fucking obsessed with him, but I just need to just go through these. Okay, first, I'm going to try to say this without laughing. The Pat Narduzzi Show live radio broadcast on 93.7 The Fan at Indigo Hotel. Okay, that's one. Chai Signs and Designs Incorporated. Okay, that is capital, all caps, CHI. So Chai, Shy, Kai, one of those. Signs and Designs Incorporated. Okay. That's number two. Okay. And then the third one, J and L Steel, a Monongahela lecture series. What do you think?
I'm going to say the J and L Steel sounds like a truth.
Okay.
Oh, this is a toss up. Number one seems too legit to not be a truth, but maybe that's the decoy. I'm gonna say the Pat Narduzzi Show, that's the lie at the Indigo Hotel, and I'm gonna say Chi Designs, whatever, is a truth.
Chi Signs and Designs Incorporated.
Is it Chi Guy?
I don't know. They're all fucking real. This is insane. These are all from the past 3 weeks. The past 3 weeks, Randy, I've gotten these. I don't care how much Matt Denier likes you. I'm a hater to my core, and I would block him if I didn't think I could get some more content out of this.
Did you accept any of them?
No, I don't fucking accept any of them. But well, Marcus Yemps was... He said that he was going to go to the Pat Narduzzi Show at the Indigo Hotel. So, who knows?
David Steve, the only thing I've ever joined the day David Steven sent me was he's like a member of the White Oak Rotary Club or something.
Not the member. He's the youngest president in club history.
I'm a member of that. He sent it, and I was just like, here, sure, David, I'll give you that one. Yeah, he's the youngest chapter president in White Oak history.
I don't know. I am just such a hater. That's really all it is. I know he's a great guy. I'm happy for him. He's doing great for himself. He doesn't give a fuck about my shitty life. I really am happy for him. But God, the Facebook invites are so fucking bad. Oh man. Do you use Facebook much these days?
Not.
Oh yeah, I always see you wishing random ass people happy birthday on there.
That's mainly all I do is just wish random people happy birthdays. I don't wish everyone one. I pick and choose. When you get that list, like, there's five people's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, who would I most likely, like, be okay with running into?
Yeah.
And I just pick that person and happy birthday. Or, like, if there's, like, a family member, I always pick them. Or...
Yeah, family members. I don't do it anymore, but that's
not, like, immediate family. I don't need to wish my dad a happy birthday on Facebook.
Right, yeah. Like, cousins and uncles and shit.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you have any annoying Facebook stories, email us at superfantasyfootballshow@gmail.com. We'd love to hear them. All right. Anything else, Randy?
Were these all emails or any of them voice memos? Or
no, only emails this time. But I'm glad you brought that up because we can do voice memos. You can send those. And pictures, videos, I think, can all go through. So... try it out. Send whatever you want. And you can, like, text too.
You mean we could send pictures to this email?
Well, I mean, obviously you can email them, but I think you can, like, text pictures to the email too, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm not going to lie. Tailgate season is upon us. The SRK is upon us. You might be getting a lot of pictures.
I guess, I don't know if I texted pictures, actually, because that wouldn't make sense because we're a fucking podcast, so... I mean, I guess we can send them back out into the Discord, but...
Yeah, fuck it, send in pictures, we'll see. If you send a funny picture of one of us to the email, we will make it the background for the podcast on Spotify.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like something like that. I don't know if I like that,
but
I like something like
that.
But... yeah, we can do something. Yeah. Maybe make it the podcast picture for a week.
Picture of the week.
That could be fun. Yeah, we'll experiment with that. And by the way, I'm still not totally sure if you actually can text in emails or text in pictures, but you can definitely email in pictures. So, we'll see what people send in.
I got one last question for you, and I'll let you go.
Yep, please.
Does the podcast still get released at 4:20 Eastern Standard?
Every day after I record it, yeah.
Perfect, because that means I will get it at 1:20 Eastern, whatever time zone Arizona's in, and I could listen to it at 1:20 this morning.
There you go. There you go. You got a wild night ahead of you, it sounds like.
I can't wait.
All right. Well, on that note, don't forget to email us at superfantasyfootballshow@gmail.com for your Olympic sports thoughts, your league changes, any whatever else you have. We'd love to hear it. Thank you, Randy. Thank you, Commissioner Glancy, for coming on the show. Thank you, Tom, for always being a good sport. Best of luck to everyone this year. This has been a Super Fantasy Football Show. We'll be back eventually. And until then, I'll see you in the Froggies.
Take us out, Blow City.